It's 8:32. It's Friday morning. And in just a few minutes, we'll bring you a sinfonia by Jerzy Antonin Benda. So there's Benda near on WQXR. But right now, we ask you to bend an ear for the Friday morning edition of The Arts File. From the WNYC newsroom, here's Carrie Nolan.
Thanks, Jeff. It's not good news for the economy or for lovers of books and music. One of the original big box stores, Borders, is shutting down. 400 stores will begin to close their doors as early as today. Five of those stores are in New York City. 11,000 jobs will be lost. Also lost will be a place where lovers of classical music could turn for the latest releases and classic box sets of everything from choral pieces to opera to symphonies. The marketplace for books and music is changing. Did Borders blunder by failing to keep up? Joining us now is NPR Music's Anastasia Sulkis, who wrote about what a Borders liquidation means for how classical music is distributed, sold, and enjoyed. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi, good morning, Carrie.
You write that Borders was still a big enough player in classical music sales that its reaction to new releases really mattered to labels. How so?
Well, that's absolutely right. In the era after we lost Tower Records and HMV and Virgin, the big chain stores, the bookstores like Borders and Barnes & Noble, became increasingly important to labels. They were the ones who, in some cases, dictated how many CDs were printed of a particular title, how it was promoted, how it was merchandised, how it was marketed. So the loss of Borders actually really matters for people who love classical music.
How good is the classical music selection in your average Borders?
Well, it's funny. Years ago, they had some really great people, both in local stores and buying for the national chain. But in the last few years, they really lost their way in some ways. The decisions became a lot more arbitrary in a lot of instances. And that, I think, sort of precipitated the beginning of the end for Borders as a classical music destination. Mm-hmm. And really, I think a lot of labels sort of lost their patience with Borders in certain respects. But for a lot of people, not necessarily just us here in New York, but across the country, it became one less place that you could reliably find good music.
As you said, you know, it sounds like the selection isn't perfect. You might not have the kind of knowledgeable salespeople that you once had there. But you write that fans could at least walk into a Borders anywhere in the country and know that they could physically put their hands on classical music. What does this closure mean for those people?
Well, not just put their hands on the music, but for so many of us, part of the experience of enjoying music and discovering new music in particular came from flipping through bins and feeling like we were part of a community of people who love the same thing. I mean, just the way a local bookstore, whether it was actual an independent bookstore or part of a larger chain, just as there was still a sense of people coming together, even in a retail fairly faceless retail experience, you really had a sense that you were going there with a purpose to be part of something larger. And that is drifting away. You know, there's lots of places online to buy music and have the CD shipped to you, or of course, buy digital downloads. But it's just not the same as walking into a store and picking up something and buying it on impulse.
Well, as you said, more and more music is being purchased online. And you know, for the most part, we tend to think of kids buying pop music on iTunes. How are today's classical music lovers getting their fix? Is CDs at what brick-and-mortar stores are left, or are they buying online?
You know, it's funny. I mean, of course, all of us are so caught up in talking about downloads and iTunes and my word of the decade, which is, I think, is metadata. But the flip side of it is that for a majority of classical music buyers in the United States, I mean, consumers and fans, they're still buying CDs. Some cases, it's maybe half sales come from digital downloads and half come from physical CDs. But overwhelmingly, the majority of people are still buying physical CDs for lots of different and good reasons. But it's not as though digital and iTunes has swept away the CD market.
Well, on the upside, and if there is an upside in this, maybe it's that for bargain-loving classical music fans, there seem to be some pretty hefty discounts being offered at Borders.
Yeah, sure. Go hunt. I mean, I'm sure it'll be hunting at this point. But, you know, if you find some good treasures, all the better.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Anastasia Sulkis is a writer with NPR Music. You can read this piece and a lot more at npr.org. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.